Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Memoirs. My brand new intro. Sorry. Anyway, you know, today we decided, me and Jesse, we were talking. He's like, you know, we need to talk about some streaming moments, just some fun, good old times. You know, well, let's reminisce about the good old days of streaming. You know, some of our favorite streams that we've done. And I thought, hey, that'd be good. He said, you know, I think it'd be really fun to do some Nature Trek VR, in the background. I'm like, sure, you could do that.
Yeah, you know, well, I figured it was, you know, it's actually getting to be springtime, believe it or not, even though we're still largely quarantined.
Yeah.
But, you know, I figured that may as well enjoy some sort of nature in these times.
So sure.
Just, you know, I suppose we'll jump in here real quick.
Sounds like a plan to me. Jesse? What? That's Nature Trek?
Well, yeah, we are in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Fucked up as things are this year, yeah, I would say, yeah, this is, you know, it's nature-y.
It's nature-y. Nature-esque. Yeah, it's, yeah, you could say that. We're messing with you guys. We're in Dread Hall.
Of course we are.
You know, we had to fuck with you a little bit because, you know, we did that with A4G and it's only fitting. You know, we had to screw with you a bit on here because why not? We're talking about some of our craziest memorable streams, you know.
And of course they had to start us into caverns.
Of course they did, you know. Of course they did.
So we're just going through some random, just the random levels. I'm not going to go through the core game again. I figure I'll get massacred.
Yeah, why not?
Two of these.
I hear you, demon thing. Oh, I mean mortally challenged. Sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, so what would you say some of your favorites are? What would you like? We'll just go back and forth and pick up some of our favorites and talk about them.
I gotta figure out why my guy's freaking the hell out here first. I guess there's something around here nearby. Oh boy, favorite streaming. I guess the one of the first ones that come to mind for me is just because I was laughing at it. It was because I'd never seen it before. I think it was right before I actually got the the upgrade to, yeah, it was, because it was in January. We were playing around with the old version of Brutal Doom. And that damn, in the second episode, like the third or fourth level, we could rescue these guys, other soldiers, and you need to get the hell away from me, by the way. But all of a sudden, like, this guy just goes complete aggro.
Oh my god, he was an apeshit.
And just, I mean, beating them to a bloody pulp. I'm just sitting there, I'm not shooting, I'm not wasting any of my ammo, I'm just sitting there
watching this.
Watching and listening, and I'm just laughing because I'm like, damn man, I think he's dead. Like, three times over.
Yeah, it was the anniversary stream. It was the 26th anniversary stream.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was the fall or if it was the early.
It was the fall. It's up. That one's up.
Is it
yes.
Unlocked?
Oh, yeah, you unlocked it. It's the 26th anniversary of Doom stream.
Okay, because I couldn't remember if it was the January or the.
Oh, no. January was the one where they were. I think it was. Well, that wasn't January. That was February or March. But those ones, because we did them back-to-back so Carl could watch.
Right, okay.
But the one version, we did an update, and they were actually talking. That's all I'll say. But
yeah. Yeah, because we did the update ones. That was, I did those, and they in the update, they actually changed. They were just some generic kind of
cheesy
mumbling in the first one, but then they actually talk in the update. But that, right before that update, though, I'll never forget that.
Cause that was funny. That was hysterical. And the thing is, Jesse looked over at me, and all I'm doing is what?
Oh, we're both just laughing. laughing.
We're losing our fucking minds. I mean, it was just...
Because you just go down the hallway. I mean, he was going down the hallway. I'm just following him. He's just taking point and just going, oh, I'm just going to beat the living crow. Hi, how you doing? I'm going to go away from you now. Just beating the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, just absolutely beating the hell out of him. If you haven't seen that, it's on his illegally sighted mixer stream playlist. You know, his illegally sighted mixer playlist. And it's the Doom Anniversary mixer stream is the one that you need to look for. And it is freaking epic. And, you know, most women would be like, oh my God, shut this shit off. Get this away from me. Like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I'm just sitting there just laughing. I'm like, oh my God. Because, I mean, I've heard Brutal Doom before, but I have never in my life seen that. I mean, it was so funny. I was dying. I mean, I was laughing so hard. I thought I was going to seriously fall off the fucking chair.
We were both laughing. Yeah, it was, like I said, it surprised me. I played the hell out of that. And I was just like, wow, I've never, I mean, they'll help you, but I've never seen him just like.
Go that shit crazy.
I don't know. Somebody just messed up his family or did something because he was out for.
Somebody insulted his mother.
He was doing something.
Man.
I need that. Yes, please.
Lantern oil. And coins. And on that same note, I have to throw this one out. Wolfenstein. Lego and Brutal Wolfenstein mixer. Flamethrowers.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Oh, my God. That was funny. That
my list.
That was classic. That was freaking epic. Because I remember... I got up to go over and get ice. And he says, don't you get me with your damn flamethrower. And I'm like, oh, no, Jesse, you need the damn flamethrower. And he goes, I'll get one. Well, he got one because he goes, I got a flamethrower. And I was getting ice. So the first time it happened, I missed it. And he goes, don't worry, we'll get more ammo. You'll get to hear it. And the first time I heard it, oh, I lost it. I laughed so freaking hard.
They're pretty funny, but it's the one guy that always, when he does the super high pitched scream.
Yes.
That's the one that gets me all the time.
So funny. And I mean, I know it shouldn't be funny, but it is. I mean, it's freaking Nazis for God's sake.
Yeah. And I don't know, there's something about games. I don't know. Like I said, I'm a sick individual, but it's fun starting things or things on fire. And I guess they just so happen to be Nazis, but...
Yeah. Woo-hoo! They deserve it. Hell, look what they were doing to people.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I'm sorry, but... No, I'm not.
Okay. Probably is not a good thing.
What other one would you like to highlight?
Well, I mean, I think I kind of got a kick out of the first time we did, the first time you got to try Sequence Storm. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was, holy shit, are you serious?
Yeah, you kind of had my, exaggerated reaction when I was playing Skullgirls. Because I'm just like, wait a minute, you know, everyone's basically saying that, oh, you know, games can't be fully accessible, they can't have a screen reader, they can't whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, no, man, this is so good. Like, everything. I was waiting for something not to work.
Yeah. I mean, I was waiting to screw it up so bad on audio. I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to pull this off. Because when I heard him do it, I'm like, I really want to play Sequence Storm really bad. I want to play it. And I really, really wanted to play that. Because I was like, I love this game. I want to play it. Well, when he came up, he said, you know what? Would you... He actually asked me. He didn't... He's like, hey, would you want to try to stream it? You know, you playing it for the first time. Get your reaction as a totally blind gamer. Would you want to stream it? And I'm like, me streaming? I mean, I was absolutely like, okay, I kind of hesitated, but I got into it and loved it, you know, absolutely loved it. I had so much fun streaming it. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because, like I said, I mean, he closed it, the stream, as I handed him his headset back. I was sitting back here in this chair, literally. What was I doing?
You broke up a little bit.
Yeah. I literally broke down in tears. And he didn't know it till he looked back at me. He goes, "You okay?" I mean, it wasn't as hard as the one that I lost it, but that one, I cried. Because it was like, I finally felt like I was included in a mainstream game.
Oh, yeah.
And I lost it. And I fell in love with that game. I love Sequence Storm.
I don't blame you at all.
I mean, I did. I broke down on him. You know, and that wasn't the first time you'd seen me lose it on a freaking stream, either. But, you know, I did. I broke down on right in tears. And also, you know, right, I don't know how long after that, he actually gifted me the game and Skullgirl. So I actually have both of them in my library. So when I get my own PC or laptop or whatever, I'll be able to play my games. Because I got them both on Steam. So I'll be able to play Skullgirls and get murdered.
Yeah, I mean, and they also, you know, there are a few other audio games on there. They do have Audio Wizards on there.
Yep.
Blind Quest is on there, which I haven't looked at, but, you know, eventually.
I was told about that one. Doug told me about that one. Yeah, because I had asked him if it was mobile or PC, and he told me PC. I'm like, oh, shucks.
Blind Quest, they're both on mobile, too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're on both.
Oh. Okay, then. But yeah, oof, I lost it on that one. And on that same note, on me streaming, one of my favorite streaming moments, of course, the obvious one would be when Daniel came in, but the other one that I loved... Yeah. I mean, that Daniel coming in, okay, I almost lost it there because I was giving him shit right before he came in. I don't know how long he was in there when I was Daniel, no, you know, with his darn holds, you know, holding the note down, you know, and I was giving him shit about it, you know, and I don't know how long he was in there before Jesse's like, "Guess who's in here?" And I'm like, Steve? No. Chris? No. No, I was just coming up with people that I knew.
Whoa, get me away from you.
You know, I was thinking of people I knew.
Get the hell away from me.
And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "Who, Daniel?" He goes, "Yep." I'm like, "Oh, shit." Oh, no. You know, my reaction was, "Oh, no." So now you're trying not to fuck up because you're trying to, like, put on a show.
Well, that's like me when Hyperdot and, like, Cherry and them were in there. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't screw up.
I know, right? And especially, you know, I'm such a huge fan of Sequence Storm, and I'm like, oh, fuck, don't screw this up. Damn it, Riley, don't fuck up. The devs in here. Ugh.
Right.
I was so nervous. Oh, my God, was I nervous. But... another one of my highlights was I played the freaking Veil demo, right? You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Played the freaking Veil. So I get the side quest because Jesse's like, "Go ahead and do the side quest and stuff." So I'm like, okay. Well, we get this one where you have to go chase down a horse. You have to corral this horse in. And so I'm...
Oh,
hi.
That's bad.
And so you're going to corral this horse. And so Jesse's like, somebody came in. I don't remember who came in, but somebody came in. I'm like, "Hi, we're streaming." Oh, hang on a minute. So I'm like, I shut up. Like they were telling me to shush. And I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. You know, and kind of like a whisper. Be quiet. And then I'm like. And Jesse starts losing it. He starts chuckling over there. I could hear him kind of chuckling. I'm like, oh, never mind. They're talking to Alex. Oh, my God. You know, and I was embarrassed, you guys. I was like, oh, my God. They were not talking to me. They were talking to the princess. But, yeah. That was a highlight. That was my one of my embarrassing moments on stream, was me thinking they were talking to me and they were talking to Alex.
Oh, I've had plenty of those. I embarrass myself on stream all the time.
Yeah, you ever think they were talking to you and they were talking to your character?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
That was funny, though. I'm like, after I listened to it, I freaking laughed. What other highlights can you think of?
Dread Halls was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a story in itself.
The first Dread Hall time. I mean, we've done it a few different times.
Yeah. But we still have one more of those to go yet. But that was a funny way to start. Because, see, here's the thing. When we started, Jesse would be on Mixer. I would be 5 seconds behind him, like 5-10 seconds behind him, because I was on my iPad with a separate set of headphones on. And we were trying to get Perception to work because I wanted to hear Perception. It sucks that I can't hear it on a stream, but oh well, it happens. You know, it wants to use the wrong headset because
Yeah, and I tried to run it actually a little bit a while ago again, and it I can't get it to go back in again. I got it fixed for a while, and now I can't get it to work properly again.
Yeah. It's wanting VR, Bill. Bill. Bill.
I would totally play that in VR. Get on it, Bill.
Come on, Bill. Your game wants to play in VR for some reason. So, yeah, Bill. but anyway, so we were trying to troubleshoot Perception. He's like, you know, I would really love to, because it was screwing with his Oculus Rift at the time. It was just wanting to mess with his Oculus Rift. And he's like, you know, I really want to stream Dread Halls. And I said, well, we can't do that yet. And he looks back at me and he goes, his exact comment was, why? You don't like Dread Halls? I'm like, well, no, it's not that. He goes, what is it? I said, Jesse, I said, hun, here's the problem. I said, I'm 5 seconds behind you, 10 seconds behind you. You jump, I'm going to be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, shit, am I lost?
Because I knew it was a horror game. And I'm like, we can't stream that until we figure out how to get it to where I'm not, where we can hear it at the same time.
That's
and
really bad.
So he's like, yeah, you know, and he's, you know, fighting with Perception, you know. Well, I go into the bathroom, wash my hands, because I don't know if I was cooking something or scooping out soup or something. I was doing something, so I went in the bathroom, washed my hands really fast. And he's like, I hear him in the bathroom. I had the door closed real quick so he could, you know, record. Because I thought he was recording a video or something. So I shut the door so that he wouldn't hear, so that the, you know, sound effects wouldn't come through or whatever. And he goes, yes. And I'm like, what's wrong with him? You know, so I thought, okay, he got Perception at work. Sweet. All of a sudden.
That's going to end poorly.
Mm-hmm. So then, I'm sitting on the couch. You turn to me, and what do you say to me? Because you had figured something out.
Well, I just said, grab the headset once and see if you hear this.
So I'm like, I jump up really fast. And Jesse's like, what's wrong? He's thinking, what the hell's wrong with her? Because I thought, oh, we got Perception to work. So I quickly grabbed the headset. All of a sudden, I put this headset on. I hear the strange music. Huh? Then all of a sudden I hear, no way. That was exactly what I said. No way. What?
Oh, goody.
Caverns again?
Yes, but they just spawned a guy right outside the starting point.
Oh, Jesus. Really?
Yeah.
Nice, Dread Halls. Aren't you just a nice game? Not. Not when you do that. But I'm like, wait a minute. Hi. And of course, that happens on the headphones a little bit later, and I jump like I'm freaking shot. Because that was not in the original, you know, when they first started it. They added that later. And so we're sitting there, and I'm like, he's like, what? I'm like, no way. Is that? He goes, is it what? I'm like, is that Dread Halls? He goes, yep. And we never looked back, did we? After that, we always just mirrored it to the computer.
Yep.
Anything we did, we just put it on both headsets. And so I could hear things simultaneously.
Why is there a guy in the safe room?
Yeah, what the hell? That's messed up. And the first time that damn thing went off, I mean, it was so funny because when they bang on that door, you don't know whether it's somebody in there or if it was just an illusion, and you don't want to take that risk. You want to try to get away from that door if you can get away from that door. But I remember on the stream, it was so funny that happened. Somebody pounded on that door. And I was reading this chat about somebody's cat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And I said, yeah, the cat doesn't care about jump scares. And as soon as I started to tell it, somebody pounded on that goddamn door and I screeched. I'm like that.
Oh, hi. You're going to go away from you right now.
And it was so funny because, guys, it was freaking classic. And then comes our 4-month anniversary. And let's reenact this. Go ahead, Jesse, start it. We get close to our 4-month.
I'm trying to remember how we started that.
You asked me a question because you knew what was coming.
God. I'm trying to remember what the heck it was, at least what I said.
Well, even if you don't get it exactly, close enough.
Because you're talking about the different one now, right?
Huh?
You're talking about...
When you asked me about what we wanted to do for the 4-month anniversary.
Oh, and we tried to trick them?
No, that was the this month.
Yeah, no, that was the April one. There was another one that was one of my memories too, though, where we started out and we kind of tried to trick people. Which one was that? You know which one I'm talking about, right? It was like we started out and we tried to trick them.
The only one I remember the trick was April.
I swear we had another one where we did that.
I don't remember. I don't think it was Dread Halls, though. Now you got me wondering what the hell we did.
I know, I'm trying to think. That's one I thought you were talking about.
No, I was talking about our 4-month anniversary when you asked me what we wanted to do. You know, you asked me, do you want to go out?
Well, yeah, it was funny because it was like, that one, you were because at the time we were trying to figure out something different to do. And, you know, it's like, well, what do we do for a kind of a fun sort of, you know, just something to break things up a little bit and, like, do something out of the ordinary. And we're like, well, you know, we could go grab something to eat. We could go, I don't know. I mean, there's not much of the mall, but there's whatever. There's restaurants there. And it's like, oh, well, I was doing something on the computer. I don't remember what I was doing. But, yeah, it was just like, well, we just, because I said, well, we can watch a movie or whatever. It's things that, you know, most people would do. And we just started
throwing ideas back and forth.
With ideas, and why did, oh, Jesus God, that's why that door opened itself. Hang on. Really, really bad things happened. I was doing something on the computer, and like, well, we just stay in and order pizza. I'm like, okay, that's fine. It's like, do you want to watch something or, you know, whatever? And it's like, well, we guess we'd just stay in and play Doom.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. This is kind of surprising.
Yeah, but Dread Halls for the 4-month. But the potato soup was Doom because we cooked.
Yeah, well, but that was the one that I was thinking of, the more the Doom one, just because I was more surprised at that. I was like, oh, well, yeah, I know you like Doom. I know you like, you know, listening to it and everything, but
on your anniversary,
yeah, not something that you would necessarily strike you as
anniversary friendly.
Exactly.
But really, what threw him, besides Doom, though, was when I said, because mind you, I am not into horror games that much. Okay? That changed, didn't it? The only one I really, really was into was Perception.
Right.
And Amnesia, which I'm so mad that they didn't fucking stream. That so makes me mad. But
yeah, that kind of pissed me off, actually.
Which
that was a good stream.
Yeah.
That was actually a really fun stream, too.
Yeah. But, anyway, for a month, he was sitting there and he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I said, because 3 months we had potato soup. I had made potato soup, and then he's like, well, what do you want to do tonight? Want to watch a movie? You want to do something? Ah, let's play some Doom. What? He looks at me, looks back at me. What did you say?
Yeah.
But then what really got his goat was when we ordered him the pizza and he goes, so what do you want to watch? Do you want to watch a movie? I go, how about we stream some Dread Halls? He literally dropped it. Were you playing on a controller? I think you had a controller in your hand.
No, I don't think so. I think I was just putzing around. I don't know what I was doing, but I think...
Because I swore you had something in your hand. I swore, or maybe it was your phone or something. Because he's like, he spins around in his chair like a maniac. What did you say? Like, come again? Dread Halls? Really?
So bummed.
He was shocked because I picked, you know, Dread Halls.
Well, yeah, I mean, both of those examples are worth bringing up because, you know, like I said, that I don't know that we streamed the first.
We didn't.
The first Doom, but it kind of falls into the similar thing though, just because it's like, you know, not something that most people would generally do.
Yeah.
I am so lost.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the trick was. I don't remember. I know the April one. That was fucking epic.
It might have been a podcast, too, for all I remember.
Yeah, because I know we did on A4.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about the Doom Anniversary podcast.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Where I sang that bluegrass song. And then we played that Doom metal. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, because you started it that way.
Yeah, because that was your idea.
Okay, it was a podcast. My mistake. Like I said, I'm getting old and senile.
Yeah, because it was your idea. You're like, you know, because we were talking about it. I was like, I was going to sing it. And you was like, I was going to do it at the end. And you went, no. Start it at the beginning, Riley. Start singing it at the beginning. And then we'll reenact it.
Yeah, because the thing was, yeah, it's just kind of to really mess with them and surprise them. Like, wait, why are you starting with what?
Yeah, like, why are you singing a mushy, you know, not really mushy, but why are you singing a gospel song? And then all of a sudden the doom metal kicks in, and I'm trying not to burst out laughing, just like I did the day it happened. You know, and then we did the A4G where we messed with them with... I said something about we did something, and then we talked about Halloween, and then all of a sudden, oh, Dread Halls comes on. What? You talking about the holidays and then Dread Halls.
Yeah, like I said, I knew there were a couple, and I couldn't, I mean, like I said, I thought there were more on video, but it maybe was primarily podcasts.
Yeah, because one was memoirs and one was A4G. But man, I gotta tell you though, the which you guys haven't seen it yet, it's not archived, but the April trick, man, that was good. That was fucking epic. That was funny. And
yeah, that was your idea.
That was all my idea. And Jesse is like,
yeah, we'll roll with it.
He's like, and he told me, he says, just roll with it. Just follow my lead. I'm like, okay. I started it. I basically started the stream. That's all I'll say. And then we just rolled with this. And I'm telling you, and it was all my idea. Now, most people, what would they have said to Jesse? Because they know that, you know, that could have been a cruel joke. What do you think people would have said had they not realized it was my idea?
You know, I don't even know what people think nowadays.
What did you do that to her for? That's me! You know, it's like...
Well, yeah.
Especially if they... Let's just say, especially if they knew me well enough to know me, they would have probably ripped into him, like, what did you do that for? You know? That's why at the very beginning of it, when we started laughing and carrying on, I said, all my idea. That was my idea to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't want people to think he did that to hurt me on purpose. You know, because he didn't. I mean, he did not. No. That was not his idea.
No, yeah, that was yours. You get the credit for that.
And it was fun. It was hysterical.
It was amusing, yes.
And, you know, I mean, it was funny, and like I said, the streams were my idea. Mm. Nobody told him he had to do that. You know, he's like, hey, that'd be cool. You know, that's cool. We can do that, you know, and it was not his idea. He was all willing to take me places. But I'm the one that said, hey, let's order pizza and play Doom, or let's order pizza and play Dreadhall. You know, and yeah. We switched.
And then it just started to be a thing of like, oh, well, we'll do that. But then, and especially once we figured out the simultaneous audio, then it was like, oh, well, I guess we'll play it. But, you know, we may as well stream it. And then so we just kind of had a archive of most of them. We didn't think about it right away, so we didn't do
it
right away. But eventually it just kind of became
a thing.
Yeah. And I have no idea where the hell I am again. I don't want coins, I want lantern.
What other ones do you think is a good highlight?
I guess I'd probably... Oh dear. Hi. You need to go away from me right now.
Sup, creeper putt? Creeper butt?
Your minotaur thing. Oh, he disappeared. Now, oh, we got two of them on me now. Oh, I'm so screwed. Shut up. But I would say probably the first stream that we did, another game that you kind of got attached to.
Ball Baby Jane stream?
What's that?
The Ball Baby Jane stream?
Yeah.
My other love. Jimmy. My other love. Yeah. Life is Strange too.
Yep. That was just a damn good game.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you tell the story from your perspective what happened. You know, when that incident took place and then you looked back at me.
I mean, basically, I was going to stream it before you got up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't end up doing it. And I wanted to play it because at the time I didn't realize that we were going to have to wait quite so long for the final chapter because we ended up having to wait for December for that to come out. But I liked the first season quite a bit.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it.
And I'm like, it's story heavy. There's a lot of audio. You know, I think you'll get a lot out of it. Even if I were streaming it, my viewers would get a lot out of it. I could, you know, try to fill in some blanks where it wasn't, you know, if I needed to. But
He's going to do it July 4th is when he's going to do it.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen because of the lack of support thing from the family.
Right.
So he decided to cheer me up. And
so, you know, we just decided that, oh, well, we can, let's do this. It's a story game. It's kind of chill, just kind of settling into things. And so we started. And, you know, I knew it was going to tackle some things, but I didn't look anything up. So I did not know, honestly,
where it was going to go.
And, you know, it is unlocked. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys can watch it. But I played most of the way through the first episode, a couple hours, 2-3 hours long. And it was, you know, even there, the way it kind of started is, well, you know, it kind of goes some places because you've got these two brothers who are just doing their thing. And then you get this whole bully going after your little brother. And let's just say some stuff goes down. Your father ends up kind of in the crossfire because they were making some commentary on a lot of your police brutality that's been talked about for the last several years now. And basically you guys are going on the run. You don't know what to do, so you and your little brother take off, and that's sort of where the other episodes go until he thinks that they're going to go down to Mexico to some place that his father knew. And you can get different endings depending on how you treat situations and treat your little brother. And it was just a really, you know, they just kind of throw you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of situations early on in the game, you know, you're at the gas station.
Which is exactly where the incident took place that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they meet somebody. Go ahead.
Well, they meet somebody. You know, they're like, well, what can we afford? What can we do? And, you know, they're planning something out on their little map at the picnic table. And then there's just this whole hubbub of, you know, of course, the whole race thing, because these guys are, you know, Latino American, basically. And you get this old racist bastard.
Jackass.
And I don't know if I went in this door or not. I'm totally lost again because I've been talking. But you get locked up, essentially. And you're almost getting murdered. It's like, oh, good Lord. And then you meet up with this Brody guy later. You met him at the gas station, and you end up taking off with him for a while. And he just, you know, it was in one of the other episodes of Memoirs that you would put on.
Mm-hmm.
I helped you with that. And, you know, just his speech toward the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
That part was on the stream. I ended it right after we were in the hotel.
Yeah.
Which there was probably like 10 minutes left. I just wasn't sure what to do. So I could have finished that whole episode, but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so he does his speech.
Oh,
you don't say anything.
I'm dead.
Now go ahead and tell them what happened, what you did at the end. You look back at me and what happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was just kind of one of those, oh dear, what happened there? It was just one of those things where it was like, because, you know, like I said, I didn't play too much past that, probably a couple, 5 minutes past that. And just all the stuff with, you know, him not wanting to really deal with his mother and like the family stuff and the racist stuff. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, nobody's going to pay attention to us. No one's going to listen. No one's going to support us. And so, you know, I just kind of went, oh, well, I didn't know quite that the game was going to go quite that far as early as it did.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped the stream and I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. Is this, because you got pretty quiet. I mean, you didn't really talk during that stream because you were getting used to it still anyways.
Yeah.
Especially toward the end, there was like, yeah, how are you doing? Are you okay there? And I don't want that guy in front of me.
And he turned around, he looked at me, he looked more close, and he goes, yeah. I was literally Where's my Kleenex box at? I was literally wiping my shirt on my eyes. I mean, I was in tears because Brody's speech just killed me. And we were sitting there and I was trying to figure out, because I wanted to put that speech in the New Year's Eve memoir last year. And your comment was what?
My comment is, I got to get the hell out of here because there's guys everywhere. Oh, this is terrible. I'm so dead again. I'm so screwed. Please go away. You could stay away.
Yeah, really.
Good God, you're loud. What were you trying to say?
But I mentioned about doing Brody's speech on memoirs, and your comment was?
Well, we could just add the speech to the episode.
Right at the end. You're like, you should end with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be a powerful thing to stick right at the end, especially because that game meant a lot to me that year. That was another one that really touched my life in more ways than one.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one put me in a lot of different moods. I mean, there were times where I wanted to just beat the hell out of Karen. But then at the end, you know, I actually liked Karen. That's all I'll say is I actually liked Karen because she didn't end up, you know, doing right. What we thought she was going to do. She realized her mistake, unlike somebody else. Yeah. But, you know, she realized it. But like I said in that one memoir, when I first said I didn't want to meet her because I'd probably punch her in the face, I said, man, she needs to talk to Diane. Well, that part did not change. She still needs to talk to Diane. She still should talk to Diane because, you know, she could tell her a thing or two about mistakes. But, you know, hi.
Ah! Oh, I don't even know what's behind. Oh, yep, I'm dead. Big guy.
Creeper.
Man, I've only eaten like two of these so far.
But, yeah, that one was a rough one. Woo-wee. And then there was Hyperdot, which is where I started to chat a little bit more. And then Cherry's like, we liked hearing you in the background, you know, doing more talking, which is what got me into doing it in the first place. Doing a lot more talking.
Yeah, that was definitely a memorable one. I mean, A, because you actually kind of just started participating, like you said, talking more.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, again, even for me, it was just like, you know, we were both there, both doing it. We got another game. Yeah, okay, it's not playable by blind players, but they did, I mean, pretty much every other disability, motor, low vision. I don't know about hearing, but they were, you know, they were really heavily promoting accessibility. And then when I got to see Cherry and I forget the guy's name, but
Charles,
yeah. And I found out later, I had no idea. Minnesota.
Who is Charles?
At least one of the developers is, yeah, because he's on the Minnesota IGDA Slack. I'm like, holy, because of when I first joined Slack last week,
mm-hmm.
He had posted something about his level editor or something. I'm like, oh, dude, what? Yeah, Minnesota.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
Dude!
I didn't know.
I didn't either. Wow. That's freaking sweet.
So I don't know if it's the whole team or just like one dude. But, yeah.
Nice.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was going to tell you, but I was trying to figure out. I wanted to figure out who, and then I was going to be like, oh, dude, guess what? But I couldn't figure out if it was just him or, like, because a lot of the small devs, they can kind of pull together and they do things online.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to figure out if the whole company was or just one of the developers.
Nice.
That shocked the hell out of me.
What other memories would you say from streaming?
I forget which stream it was, but, you know, I don't really have very many people following me. I've got a pretty decent YouTube subscriber list, but following, and I thank everybody for that. If you are following me, thank you for that. But the streams, you know, not too many, but, you know, I think just seeing people, especially once we started to interact more, and there was one stream probably 2 months ago or so-ish where I think we hit, what was it, like six or more? It was one where we had a lot.
Left 4 Dead Expert.
Was that the one?
Mm-hmm.
There was one where there was somewhere between, like, I would say a half a dozen, maybe.
Hyperdot and Left 4 Dead. Those were the two
Hyperdot
big ones.
Hyperdot was definitely, and that, again, you had the developer.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead Expert. You had
there
Steve.
There was one where we had, like, 6 to 8 people at one point.
Yeah, we had Steve, we had Tyson, we had Chris, we had T-Blaze, we had Lyric Singer.
Yeah, Lyric Singer was a regular. I haven't seen him in a little while, but
yeah.
But yeah, Lyric Singer, he was becoming a regular there for a while. Really cool.
But yeah, we had like several, because I know Chris, T-Blaze, Tyson, Lyric Singer, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I think that was just probably one of my memories, just because, not necessarily that, ooh, look at me, I have the numbers, but because I don't, but, and I don't care. But it was just a fun kind of experience, you know, just seemed like a few people kind of hanging out. A few people just kind of
Nancy was cued in, watching from Steve's.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's I think, would be kind of another memorable thing, is it just, you know, it's just a nice little fun group of people. Chatting.
Yeah, that one was fun. Because, and you're like, I feel like I'm streaming. And then you're like, because Tyson says he likes the game, and Steve goes, me too. And you go, they like Left 4 Dead, or they like the fact that I'm getting massacred?
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah, I think that would be another kind of a standout thing. It was a fun one. Oh, dear. Who are you? And okay, you need to go away. I will back over this way.
The classic shooter mixer was one of my favorites too. They, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
That one was a good one, because I mean, there's a level that, of course, I made fun of.
Oh, I'm so. Oh yeah, just kill me. Yep, ran out of stamina. Man.
But I basically made fun of my hometown, because the level, oh my god, Dusk, I mean, it's funny, and, you know, you're fighting in a rural area, you had railroad tracks near it, and the level before, then you go into this area where there's goddamn grain bins, and, you know, a house, and you're fighting cultists on a grain bin, and you got a beat up old tractor, and I'm just sitting there like, it's Houston.
I was waiting for you to bring that one up. I was going to leave that one for you.
That was funny. And I'm sure Steve, but this is going to be a later episode. This is pre-recorded. But because, you know, I'm going to do that joke again, and Steve hasn't seen the original, but we're going to try to get him in this weekend to do it. But, oh my god, that was funny as fuck. You know, and we were picking on Mother Elizabeth, you know, and, oh yeah, Mother Elizabeth, she was a piece of frickin' work. But, again, Life is Strange too, I'm quoting there. Couldn't stand her. Wanted to beat her in the head.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Yeah, she did. She's an ass. But, oh man, it was so funny, because we were just making fun of my hometown, just because it's so funny. It's just so funny. And like I said, I'm going to do it again, because it's just epic. It's just freaking epic. And another one of my favorites, I have to say, was the first time we used Boom 3D.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was fucking epic. Because, I mean, Ellis, I'm going to start crying in a minute. I mean, which, that one's not out yet, but that one was just fucking hilarious. I just hope to God he does that one. They do that one freaking line.
Yeah.
Because we're doing another stream later this week. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to give it away. But, you know, that was just funny as hell to just do that. But, oh my God, that was fun. That was absolutely fun. That stream was a blast. Getting to do that for the first time. You know, because we were just playing around with one night, just doing things with it. We were just screwing with it. You know, we started with just music, right? We were playing with the music part first, right? On the computer. You started with the music part.
Yeah.
Then he's like, you know, let's switch it to gaming mode and just play with it a little bit. Okay. He's like, I'm going to turn it off. We're going to listen to games without it first and then see how much difference it is. See if it does anything with something. So we did it with, I think we did it with Doom first, right?
I don't remember what we started with. It doesn't seem to work as really do much with old games.
No.
It kind of has to plug into, I don't know, something with the way newer games do their audio or something.
Yeah. And so we were like, okay. And so we put it on Left 4 Dead. And that one, I think, was my idea.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, and he looked back at me. Left 4 Dead, really? Because I'm like, we should try it with Left 4 Dead. Just see what it does. And he looks back at me. Really? You think Left 4 Dead will work? Because, I mean, Left 4 Dead is a little bit older. Not much older. I mean, it's not old, but it's not.
It's only a little over a decade.
A little over. The first one. But.
God, that's weird.
I know, right? It's just strange.
What the hell? There's got to be a lantern on here somewhere.
And so bastards. We're sitting there and he's like, you look back at me because you're like, you think we should? And I'm like, yeah, try Left 4 Dead. Because, you know, it's older, but it's not, you know, as old as Doom. And I said, and we'll see if it does games from like a decade ago. And you're like, okay. So we did. And all of a sudden, the frickin' smoker, oh my God, I about screamed. Because he was in my right ear, and it's like he walked right in front of me. And I'm like, oh my God! Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I thought he was right there at my face. You guys, I freaked. I wish I could have gotten that on video. Because I fucking had a heart attack. And he looks back, you okay? I'm like, oh my God, I thought he was right there. I'm like, dude, we've got to stream this. I said, I know we just played it and we streamed it a while ago, but I was like, we got to stream this. Because he had just streamed Left 4 Dead, like, when did we do that? Dear October? September?
I mean, it wasn't a long time ago. It wasn't a lot, but I'm so screwed again.
Because I think it was like, because you had just streamed it right before I came up here.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is all kinds of bad.
And I'm like,
okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, I know you just streamed it, but we've got to stream this. And you're like, yeah, we do. Because, I mean, he looked at me.
It sounds great. It really does.
And I'm telling you, I seriously swung and screamed, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And he didn't actually see me swing. You didn't see me actually swing, did you?
No.
You just heard me screech.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, get away from me, you creeper. You know, because I seriously thought that damn thing was in front of my face. Because, I mean, you hear the infected running at you full speed, running across the fucking thing. Just, you can feel it. It's like 3D. It's like they're right at you. And I am like flipping the hell out. And you're like, oh my God, we stopped. We didn't even play much, did we? We just played like a level maybe. before we stopped it and we're like, we got to get real fresh reactions, as much fresh reaction as we can get.
No, we didn't play, no, we basically saved a core playthrough.
Yeah, for that stream.
A level or two or tops, and we're like, yeah, we should probably stream this because it needed it. It does add quite a bit to it. I do use it a lot for a lot of modern games. I mean, I played most of Doom that way, Doom Eternal.
Yeah, and then we tried it with Dusk because I'm like, oh God, we've got to do it with because even both of us looked back at the same time and went, we gotta try Dusk. The same time.
I'm trying to remember, did it work?
A little bit. It didn't do a lot with Dusk, but man, Left 4 Dead, it nailed that.
My head stood out. I don't remember Dusk doing really all that much, to be honest. That's why I'm like, did it even do anything?
No, it didn't. Left 4 Dead was the biggie. Left 4 Dead really. Because I remember in the one part of it, I'm not going to tell you what campaign, you got to find out. But a witch was right in our fucking ear, and I jumped and swung. I didn't scream in that one, but I swung at her, even though.
Yeah, and we've done another stream or two since then, and we've had Boom running. So
yeah. And the expert didn't start with Boom. We did it regular with Expert, which, man, Expert on Boom would have been scary as hell. Jesus Christ. But we pissed off Left 4 Dead that night, didn't we? Remember we pissed it off?
Yeah.
It didn't want us doing that. They didn't want us to stop the game and start over with Boom. It got mad at us. And then, speaking of Left 4 Dead being a meanie, it did it on both the custom campaign mixer and the latest one we did. The custom campaign mixer, you know how we usually will tell you how many infected were killed? Well, zombies, but they made a big deal about calling them infected rather than zombies. But, yeah. So, basically, what did Left 4 Dead do? You guys need to go to bed. Crashed. Yeah. Go to sleep, you two. Go to bed. I'm like, thanks a lot, Left 4 Dead. Really? We wanted to see how many infected. But then, what did it do to you in the last one, Jess? It was being mean to you.
I don't know. It was just giving me all kinds of enemies everywhere.
It was torturing him on the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
He never, ever.
The AI was just being retarded.
Yeah, they were just, I don't know what they were drinking.
I've never had the AI be that poor.
Yeah.
Because they just stood there, just like,
guys, hello?
You're like, right there, you just pick me up any day now, and they didn't, so.
Yeah.
A few times.
And I'm like, my God, what are you doing? And Steve even was like, he asked me, he said, oh my God, what was that game doing? Like, because he had never seen you struggle that bad on that roller coaster before. And, I mean, I've never seen you struggle with that.
No, that, yeah.
And I was like, what in the world are you doing, game?
Yeah, no, I mean, usually I don't have a problem with it. I mean, yeah, I might die every once in a while.
Yeah.
But they were just deciding, the AI was just deciding it was going to just not cooperate at all.
Because the first two campaigns, we just whizzed right through them.
Yeah, and then it just went like, oh, okay, now we did those. Now we'll do the really fun one, which ended up turning out to be kind of a pain in my butt. Oh, okay, you need to stay away from me.
And the fun part about the custom campaign one was my neighborly, friendly friend, Fred Tadazier, aka the tank. Oh, normally I can warn Jesse, here comes a tank, there's a tank nearby. Oh no honey, nope. Mm-mm. Couldn't warn you, could I?
No, and it was like right at the start of the level too, because you go in a few feet and then it was just like, oh okay, we're just gonna come after you.
Hi, what's up? You know, and it was, you know, there was the part behind the door. Yep. Scared the hell out of me. No warning, because we couldn't remember what part it was. Then there was one, like, a few seconds later, no growl, no nothing.
Yeah.
Then that next part, at the beginning of the fucking level, like he said, hi, I'm here.
Yep.
And even in that April one that we did this month, a damn thing did that to us again. I'm like, Tank, I'm going to beat your ass, Tank. Not literally, but freaking coach, I'm going to beat that Tank's ass. Really? Really? That was funny, though. But yeah, those were pretty funny. Trepang was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Squeaky little guys. Oh, my God. That's funny as hell.
Yeah, I don't know how. That's going to be, it's still a little ways off, I think. But very intrigued to see how that's actually going to turn out. I'm kind of curious if it's just going to be a series of levels, if we're going to put some sort of a Loom's Fiction behind it, or I don't know. But that's a game that I learned about on somebody else's YouTube channel that I follow, and I'm like, this could be good, and oh boy, was it.
Yeah, that was another one where Jesse, he was getting ready to record a video, but he wouldn't. He was like, Riley, what are you doing? Because I think I was getting water.
Oh, hi, yeah, go ahead and kill me.
And running. He's sitting there, and he's like, hey, Riley. I'm like, yo. What are you doing over there? I was like, grabbing some water real quick. He goes, when you come over, grab your headset. I want you to tune into this. I'm like, mind you know, he was recording a video. But what he should have done was played it before he recorded the video. Because he would have got me. He would have tricked me had he done it. But
oh, well.
He wasn't thinking. He wasn't thinking.
No. Oh, Jesus.
And so we're sitting there. And get on there, and he's sitting there, and I was like, I almost thought he was playing Fear. I seriously would have thought it was Fear had he not told me, you know, done the video first. And he started doing that, and I'm like, damn, this is some catchy ass music. And then he finished the video, and he just kept playing some. You know, and I'm just sitting there just enjoying it, listening. And this wasn't actually a stream, but it was an accident that led to, you know, me getting some messages from people. But Jesse was like, he was playing Trepang, you know, doing some testing to see if OBS worked with, you know, he was doing an OBS test. And he's not realizing he's recording, he forgot. And I was yapping away with him in the background, not knowing he was recording. And it was a while in. It was like an hour or so in.
It was like a 50-minute video, hour-long video, and it was like 35 minutes. I'm like, oh, shit, I actually recorded. Because I was going to, I don't know why I was testing something, but I was testing the recording and...
Testing OBS to see if it worked with both mics, to make sure it would record
them. Oh, is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
But I was just playing. I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot to stop, because I was only going to play it for like a couple minutes, and then I just... kept playing.
And he was eating Reese's trees in the background. And then I'm back there just yapping at him. Not even realizing it.
Yeah, he said, I forgot. I'm like, oh shit. I think that was kind of what I said. I was like, oh, wait a minute. You realize. And I know.
And I'm like, oh, shoot, I didn't realize you were recording. I wouldn't have been yapping back here.
I forgot. I totally
just...
I just like, well, at this point, I'll just let it roll and see what happens. Oh, hi, you need to go away.
What other streaming memories can you think of?
I think we covered a lot of them.
Riley Rose on easy mode. Oh, dear Lord. He just uploaded that last week.
Oh, yes.
the torturous version. I didn't try it on hard or on medium. No, no. Easy was...
Easy is actually really hard.
It is.
Like, I'm terrible at that game as it is. And, yeah, no, easy is...
easy, not easy. Easy, not...
particularly, no. No, even, like, even on... I tried both the audio and the visual on easy, and I'm like, oh, this is... I need practice.
And there were a couple things that really got Jesse Anderson's goat. You remember what it was?
No.
Well, the first thing was when John, with the glitched vision, told me to do New Order. And I nailed it. Well, I didn't get all of it, but I beat it.
Yeah.
And he was like, and you're like, oh my God. I mean, even I was stunned because that song was a bitch. And I beat it on easy mode. I beat New Order on easy mode. And he's like, wow. You know, Jesse was impressed. Because mind you, at the time, I did not have the panning running. I did it with the bad, you know, with my bad ear. And a lot of it blends into the music. A lot of the sound effects. But I still won. I still beat it. But it was like, there were tones everywhere. But also, what really threw Jesse off, you guys, was... Now, in visual mode, sometimes you have to hit more than one note. Well, Daniel, at the time when that was going on, did not have that mode for audio. He couldn't do it. But when I played it, it was up. And so there were times where I had to hit more than one note in audio.
Yep, and that's a common rhythm game thing. Like I said, I wish it wasn't such a pain. I don't even know where I have the equipment because, man, you couldn't play games together in like 2007, 8, 9, Guitar Hero, Rock Band. Oh my God, those were fun. And that's more my kind of music. You know, I mean, I don't mind some techno and that, but, you know, classic rock,
mm-hmm.
regular rock, you know, metal, whatever. And, you know, even back then, I thought about things like, God, I wish, you know, because at the time, my friend Harry was living down where I did in Florida, and my friend, other friend Chris and I, we were playing it, different Chris, you don't know him.
Yeah.
But he, you know, we'd be playing it, and he would be, you know, because we'd all go over and watch football at his place, and we'd play Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and I'm thinking, God, there's got to be a way, like, because Harry loved the music, but it just wasn't accessible, and mm-hmm. to have, you know, yeah, it took a decade later, but now we have this, not only is it like a half-baked accessibility solution, but I mean, Jesus, it's, you know, as far as playback mode, it's really solid. So, I mean, I would love to see this sort of adaptation, you know, make a guitar-esque game, you know, or have different things where you can play different genre playlists and, yeah. you know.
And Daniel's trying.
Yeah, because I just thought that was so cool.
That would be neat as fuck, putting some of my oldies in there, playing Sequence Storm to 50s and 60s. You want to see me really fuck up and be distracted? Yeah, put some of my damn 50s and 60s in there where I start singing. Oh, yeah. I'll fuck up real bad. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, those were some memories. Playing Guitar Hero and Rock Band, kicking back with a few beverages, shall we say. And those games, trying to play those games with a... Okay, it was more than a buzz, but that was...
Maybe I should play Sequence with a frickin' drink.
Well, and the thing was, it was like visual. I was doing the, you know, it was only visual, and like, mm-hmm. boy, the it was funny because Harry was laughing at us because it was like, oh boy, these like the notes are kind of like going all look all kind of wavy and they're all over the place.
And he's totally blind, right? Or does he have some vision?
He's got a little bit of light. It's probably little similar light. To you, he can kind of see. He might be able to see, like, I don't know necessarily shadows, but, like, you know, yeah, he can tell if the light is on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty close to you, I would venture a guess.
Yeah, and speaking of light, I brought up this memory earlier, but I got to bring it up. One night, we were listening to Fear because I had never heard Fear, meaning First Encounter Assault Recon. I have to put that in there because there are two Fear games. You know, there's Fear the Runner and there's that Fear. So he's playing Fear, right? I'm sitting there, and you know me, I'm a moth to a fucking flame. I'm staring at the computer. All of a sudden, I'm like, ah, what happened? Because I see this bright freaking light on his computer screen, and here his character had a vision, like a flashback, hallucination type thing.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to walk away real fast.
And I mean, I could see it. I mean, it was freaking bright. I was like, damn, dude. I actually liked Road Redemption, too. That was a fun stream that we did.
Oh, that was a pretty good one, yeah. That's just a fun game. It's just a classic style. That one I have not released at the time we're recording this
No.
yet. But, yeah,
that was fun.
It was a couple months ago.
And it was funny, and he did not know this, and I actually confronted him about it afterwards, and he thought it was funny. I was going to suggest Road Redemption.
Okay, go away.
Because I liked it when I heard it on his channel.
Oh, I'm so screwed. This is going to end really bad.
And I'm like,
this is going to be really bad. Get away from me. Oh, yep. Just kill me.
But,
sandwiched in between two guys. There's literally nothing I could do.
And this is like brutal Dread Halls, you guys. Endless mode is worse than...
Oh, yeah. The regular game is a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk, yeah.
For the most part. Well, and I'm not super trying hard either. I'm just kind of like, we get what we get.
Because it's just so background much. Noise.
Yeah, it's just mindless whatever.
But, you know, it was funny. I said, do you not realize that I was going to tell you to play Road Redemption? Because I wanted to hear it. He's like, no. He didn't know I was actually going to request that one. River City Girls, that was a fun one, too. That one got shit stuck in my damn head.
Oh, yeah.
So what does his friend Chris decide to do? Send me the damn song that got stuck in my head. Because he's ornery. He did. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's ornery. And I'm only saying it because I know he'll probably see this episode. Because Chris is funny like that, you know. That's Chris. It's a song called Bully.
Yeah, that's what people do. We just got to give each other crap.
And I lost it. Because I didn't know he did it. I didn't realize he sent it to me. He must have sent it while the stream was playing. And I go in. Jesse had walked in. And he went to get some water or something. Or no, he walked in the bedroom for something. Went to plug his phone in. And then he comes back out. Goes in, does his nightly stuff, comes out to get him some water, and I'm losing it. I'm sitting on the couch or on the chair, and I'm laughing. Jesse goes, "What's so funny? What's the matter?" I'm like, "Your friend, your crazy friend, that turned into my friend." I said, "I don't know about our crazy friend Chris. He decided to send me Bully, which is the name of that song, Bully, from River City Girls." And he just laughed his ass off. He thought it was funny. I'm like, really? Christopher? What am I going to do with you? But it was funny. Oh my God, it was funny. That was a good stream.
Yeah, I mean, we've been cranking them out pretty regular. I mean, yeah, we've missed a few weeks here and there, but just one of those things, you got to take a break every once in a while. And, you know, sometimes it's like nothing really, oh dear. Nothing really clicks at the time, or, you know, there's a couple times I've had things going on or whatever, but I do enjoy this, you know, I do enjoy streaming, especially once you get a couple of people, you know, that you're kind of just doing this whole social spiel.
Yeah, and since it was, even though I wasn't here for it, I do have to put it in there because it is archived, so you guys can see it. I kept telling you about this stream with Pandora where she had a flip fit. Well, I was worried that you guys wouldn't get to see it because I didn't, because at the time, Mixer was giving him fits. Well, I forgot that this stream that I loved even though it still gives me a flashback to Pandy, but it, you know, because Pandy just had a fit. And it was his City of Brass L4-D2 mixer. I forgot he played City of Brass first. I thought that was the second L4-D2 mixer that wasn't archived yet. But I checked that one before he released the City of Brass one, because I forgot about the combo. Because he was wanting to do combos. Because that was the very next night after Ape Out, Coral, and Rage 2. I forgot about the second time he did a combo. He's like, you know, I want to do another combination mixer and see if it keeps up with it. You know, because he was just starting out with OBS. And, of course, like I said, Pandora, our golden, could not miss Jesse's streams. Just couldn't miss them. And he thought that was the weirdest thing. He had never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, kind
of. And...
oh, shit. And I'm out of... that's bad. I'm out of lantern oil.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, I have some, but I got to refuel. This jackass won't leave me alone.
Oh, nice. Not.
Okay, I got... okay, well, refuel.
But he, I forgot that he did City of Brass. And I thought, oh, man... that one didn't archive, son of a bitch, you know. Well, one day he released it, a couple months ago? Or like a month ago?
Yeah,
something like that?
It was probably early this year sometime-ish, somewhere in there. I don't remember.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about City of Brass in L4-D2, so I skipped through to see if that was it, because I was telling my friend Rhonda Del Baccio, who's the psychic medium, about...
Baccio, fuck.
I was telling...
this is all kinds of bad...
I was telling her about this stream where Pandora had a heart attack. And
speaking of heart attack, hi.
She's sitting there, and I remember it. It was Hard Rain, because I remembered what thing it was, because I kept telling you guys about it, or on A4G, I believe it was, that I mentioned it. But it was in Hard Rain, and a tank comes out of nowhere and punts a fucking vehicle. Because this guy is built like a brick, you know what, and he will punt freaking cars at you. Well,
yeah.
He fucking hits the other three survivors. They were standing in a straight line, knocks them down. Jesse is behind them, right? They're in front of you, right?
We were all just sort of bunched up, kind of in a little bunch in a little row.
Yeah. It misses him. The car misses Jesse, Mrs. Ellis, knocks into the other three, drops them, and Pandora literally... that's the exact noise she did. Just yelps. Hits the floor. And I mean, guys, amplify what I just did up to 11. She did the loudest squeal yelp I had ever fucking heard and just hit the floor. Arr, 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 you know, and I'm like, oh, Pandy. You know, and I'm on the floor. I'm kneeling down on the floor and I'm rubbing Pandy's head because she's just mournful cry. Just the worst pitiful noise you would ever heard in your life. I mean, Ryan comes running. Sis. He opens the door. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened to my dog? I can't show you. Because it was a stream. I couldn't back it up and show him. It wasn't a vid.
Right.
And he goes, what happened? So I explained it. Because what happened was the tank knocked them down. And he got smokered from behind. Them two, I swear, spawn at the same damn time. Those two. It's like best friends or something, I tell you. And she just, ever since then, every time she heard that tank or seen him, would growl. She hated the tank. She fucking hated the tank. Every time she'd see him, she would growl. Jesse, her fur would stand up on end, and she... curl her lips back and show her teeth like she's ready to fucking bite his head off. And I'm like, Pandy, sweetheart, you would be a dead dog. Don't. I mean, she would just hated him after that. You know, and right after that, too, I don't even remember when it was. I think it was August he did the part two. That he recorded it, because it was before I left and came up here. That was the day Pandora injured herself. I was sitting outside. Jesse was, and I didn't know he was, I don't think, did you tell me you were going to stream L4D? Did you warn me? I don't think you did. Did you? You were going to surprise me with that.
I don't think so, but I don't remember.
Because I knew you were going to stream, so I was outside, you know, and I was ready to listen. And I tell you, if he would have played Portal, I would have died. Because it would have been funny as fuck. But all of a sudden, the Valve noise comes on. You know, the typical Valve noise. All of a sudden, I hear this BAM! Right into the fucking door. Pandy comes tearing out there, plops at my feet, starts staring. And I had to have the screen curtain off. Well, so I'm sitting there and I'm petting Pandy's back, you know, and I'm talking to her, petting her, you know, like, what did you run into the door for, Pandy? Why didn't you bark at me and let me know you were in the house, you know? All of a sudden, Dakota comes up onto the porch. Gasps. Mom! Grab peroxide! Grab a rag! Now! And he screams at me, sis, pay attention to her. Hold on to her. Pet her and don't let her move. I'm like, okay, what the hell's wrong with Pandora? She had a fucking open gash on the top of her fucking head. Because she hit the goddamn door thing. The thing to open the door. She busted her head on it. Busted it open. So they had to come out and clean her wound on the top of her fucking head and put clean cream on it. She wanted to hear Left 4 Dead so bad she hurt herself trying to get out to me. I'm thinking, dude, I love the game too, darling, but geez, don't hurt yourself. Jesus. I mean, just flew her out of the fucking door. Because I thought she was outside, so I wasn't thinking, and then she just tore out the fucking door. And she watched that whole 3-hour stream. Because it started, we were outside, and then we went in because it started to rain. So we went upstairs, and we were sitting on the floor. I was sitting on my little twin bed, little mattress thingy. And Pandy sat in there, and yeah, I had to play Left 4 Dead, and Mom comes in, and I had to put it on headphones, but she could still see. But Pandy would lean her head, seriously, Jess, up against the fucking headphones. Mm-hmm. She acted like freaking Gretchen, I swear to God. And every freaking time, they wanted her out of their way, they'd make me play L4D. Would you play some damn Left 4 Dead already? Really? Yes, get her out of the way. Mm-hmm. That game that would have that it was almost like how Jeff Foxworthy jokes and says rednecks like shiny objects. Well, Pandora like Left 4 Dead. You play Left 4 Dead and she's hypnotized. Why? I'll never know. I don't know what she was seeing. I don't know if there was like a color or something she was. I don't know what the fuck that dog was seeing. For the life of me, I don't know. Since I can't see, I don't know what it was that got that dog mesmerized by that damn game. Or if it was the crazy. Because here's what's funny. It's gun noises. It's popping. It's guns. You'd think that would scare the living fuck out of that dog. Because she's terrified of, you know, a pyro. So you'd think as loud as Left 4 Dead's guns are, you'd think she'd be scared. Nope. Not with Doom either. She loved Doom. Oh my God. But yeah, I mean, those were a couple of stream highlights before this. I wonder what she'd do with Dread Halls. I really wish I could have found that.
It's an interesting question, I suppose. And I'm not going to go near that statue because... Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy statues. Oh, them scared the shit out of me the first time we played it.
Oh, I really don't want to go toward that thing.
Yeah, remember that? First time that statue scared the fuck out of me?
Yeah.
And Jesse's like, you know, we were sitting there, we were streaming this the first time. He goes, might get a few jump scares out of me, and we might even jump scare somebody else back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we jump scared her all right. She screeched.
Oh, this game's gotten me a couple times. I mean, it can kind of get me jump scared, but it doesn't, even if it's a jump scare, like it still will surprise me, but it doesn't have the same, I'm a little bit desensitized to it because I've played it so much.
Yeah, and like me, I just said, hi, every time I heard the banging on the door, hi.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that streaming memory.
Dang it, man. Really, you didn't, that was not close enough in the door. That's what you're going to do?
Really, ass.
Whatever, I don't care.
Remember Larpenter Estates in the freaking wash machine?
No.
You don't remember that? Huh? He released the Dreadhall stream. I think it was the first one he released it. And I was playing it back one day. And all of a sudden, that person on the fucking stream, pounding on the fucking door. All of a sudden, at that simultaneously, out in the hallway, I hear crunch, crunch, crunch. What the fuck was that? I mean, I screeched.
Yeah, I was at work.
He was at work. He didn't have a clue. Okay? So, he comes home. Well, he goes down to do laundry. I think it was later that week. And I said, you know, I'm going to do laundry. Because I told him Sunday. I said, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do laundry. He looks at me. No, you're not. You're going to wait till I get home. They switched the laundry machine.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not bad. It still works.
Yeah. So, here, what I got scared of was them putting in the new laundry machine. That was funny as hell.
Oh, shut up. What the hell is in here? This is supposed to be a safe room. The guy's losing his mind.
Calm down, buddy. But yeah, those are some pretty fun memories there. Some fun, crazy streaming moments.
Yeah, we've done quite a few.
So,
good
there...
variety.
Huh?
Good variety.
Oh, yeah. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed this crazy episode.
Yeah.
Talking about some crazy streaming moments. And anything you want to say to close out?
Not really specifically. I mean, it's like I said, we've had a good variety of them so far, and gonna keep doing them. And it's funny because doing the YouTube thing and then doing the streaming thing, like, you know, I'm generally introverted and I don't really, you know, I used to be terrified or like just I hated speaking in front of people.
Yeah, no shit.
And now I'm like, whatever. I mean, I'm gonna be doing a presentation. I just got an email from the guy yesterday. He's like, are you still going to do this thing? Because we're not going to be meeting in person. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'll do it. But yeah, now it's like I actually volunteer to speak at things if it's something I know about. Or
really. When are you doing that?
June.
June?
10th, I think.
Nice. Hopefully you can record that. I'd like to actually hear that.
Yeah, I thought it... I gotta ask him if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I record that segment, but if I can, I don't see why I shouldn't be able to, because I'm guessing we'll just be using, I don't know what software we're gonna be using to do it. That's what we gotta test ahead of time at some point. It's probably gonna be a combination of Discord and Twitch. I don't know. I have no clue. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, I find myself kind of liking doing it more than I really thought I would. And it's been fun just having someone else to kind of react in real time, especially. And just having other people join, just to join the party. And
oh, yeah.
It's been interesting. It's...
Yeah, same here. I mean, I used to hate, you know, talking in front of people and, you know, talking in general, just doing presentations and stuff. And I remember, you know, I first started this memoirs thing, and I didn't think it was gonna, you know, I didn't know if it was even gonna last a few months. I didn't know how comfortable I'd really be, even though I had A4G, but A4G, and I had Light of the World at the time, and I did not know how long I would do it, you know, because I really didn't know how it was going to turn out, how I would enjoy, how much I would enjoy doing memoirs. I really did. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved it when I started it, but I'm like, I wondered honestly how long it would take me to, you know, if I let go of one, would I do it?
Well, and that's the funny thing is, like, I thought the same thing when doing the YouTube channel, because I'm, you know, people say, like, it's usually a project will last 6 months tops,
and yeah,
then eventually somebody will get sick of it,
yeah,
or they'll lapse an episode and they're like, yeah, I don't really need to do that anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, memoirs will be a year old on June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? I'm still at this almost a year later, and it's like,
oh yeah. And that's the really funny thing, because I thought for sure I would have petered out. You know, it's like,
well, I did too, because I thought I was going to be overwhelmed with it. And then,
what more would I have to say? Or,
and then YouTube did their thing, because I was going to do that thing with technology with my child, right, doll, Christy. And I remember talking to you about it, and I said, shit. I looked at you, and I'm like, well, that just got fucked. Because,
what
the hell?
I have no...
I didn't even hear nothing, Jess.
There was nothing. Oh, Mr. Teleporty Statue Bowl thing. Get the hell out of here. Okay. Oh, I'm fucked. Oh, this one, this is going all kinds of bad. Just kill me. Yeah, spawn everything on top of me. That's, you know what? That's where we're going to end it. Didn't end on a positive note, but that's about enough of this for now.
But, yeah, I didn't even hear nothing there, Jess. When that one ended
it was one of those statue guys, the bull guys, they just kind of teleport.
Yeah.
And freak your character out. So, yeah, he just, like, spawned on top of me and I got hurt. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird. But, yeah, when the first time, there was, like, you're like, what the? And then you died, and I'm like, I didn't even hear nothing there. I was like, that was weird. But, I mean, and I was going to do that thing with Christy, my child doll. I was going to do that thing with her. But then that COPA thing happened, you know, with the Child Protection Act or whatever. And I'm like, well, that's kind of not going to happen now because they'll think it's kids' content. So I was like, what the hell? What's that? Is that the menu music? Or is that something else?
It was something I was poking around with a little bit earlier. It was, it's not super memorable. It's just kind of a haunted house walkthrough. It's called Affected the Manor.
Oh.
It's just another horror thing that you just kind of walk through. Nothing kills you or anything. You just...
get some jump scares?
Yeah, kind of.
Ah.
I figured while we were finishing up, I was just pop into this. It's pretty short, so...
yeah, it's horror. It fits.
Yeah, the apocalypse continues.
Yeah, the apocalypse continues. Why not? But, you know, I wanted to do that thing with my child doll. So I wanted to do something with her. But I can't teach technology on YouTube because people won't be able to comment. Because they think reborns are child's content. Just because they're dolls, they're child toys. Which is not necessarily true, but that's what they dub it as. So, mind you, I already had 3 podcasts. So I was like, well, hell, now what do I do? So what did I do? I freaking borrowed Jesse's iPad Mini and put the 4th one on his iPad Mini because I had everything on separate freaking devices so that I didn't have to switch in and out. So I borrowed his iPad to put the Reborns podcast on there because I had no freaking way of doing the content. So, yeah, a lot of people want to see the dolls, but YouTube made it to where they won't be able to because it's child content. They can see them and everything, but nobody can comment. Your comments are completely shut off. So I couldn't do it that way. So that idea kind of got botched. So I had to come up with other ideas for that instead. So now I'm doing 4 podcasts rather than 3.
Grab the door. You're gonna... Oh, okay, you want me to use this one, okay? You're just the different than the last game I was in.
But, yeah, I mean, that was very interesting. Because, I mean, not being able to do that. And I didn't realize how much I would enjoy recording memoirs. I mean, I loved recording things. I've always loved recording things, but I didn't realize how much fun this would end up being. And it's been a freaking blast. And I did forget to mention, while we're talking about streams, 2 more fun ones we did. Of course, you had Crazy Frazy singing on Portal.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. But also, we had to throw our buddy Stanley under the bus again. The Stanley Parable, that was fun.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's just, I really like that.
Oh, yeah, and then we got in trouble. Right when we got back from vacation, we had to go clean up somebody's workshop.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Santa's Rampage. I love game. I just love that dumb things like that get to exist.
That game is cool.
It's so stupid.
But it's fun. We never did do the original. But
no,
we did play it though. Was that Christmas we played that on? Yeah, that was Christmas, wasn't it?
It was somewhere around there.
Cause I know we did Dangerous Golf, or no, it was Thanksgiving, wasn't it? Cause we did Twister.
Yeah, did we play that? I remember Twister.
Did we play Visser on Christmas or Thanksgiving? I know it was one of the two.
I couldn't tell you.
Might have been Christmas. Because we played Visser. Yeah, yeah, it was Christmas because we did Visser and then Dangerous Golf in the evening and I recorded the memoir. That's what it was. It was Christmas.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhere around that time, but I didn't remember when.
Thanksgiving, we watched Twister. That was fun. That movie's fun. I like that movie.
Yeah,
I've always loved that movie. That was fun. But yeah, that was a memorable stream.
Yeah, if you would have heard my dad's surround setup.
I'd have probably gotten chills.
What?
I said I'd have probably gotten chills.
Oh, it sounded really good.
Oh, I bet.
It was really good.
That movie's good. That movie never gets old.
I get a kick out of it.
But, yeah, we get back from a nice relaxing vacation, had to go clean up Santa's workshop.
I forgot about that.
Oh, Vermintide. I got to hear Vermintide. That was cool. Dory. Sorry. Good old dwarf.
I like the dwarf.
I do too. We don't know who the hell Dory is, but...
No, I'm still not quite sure, but...
But yeah, that was fun. Those were some fun times right there. But I remember on that Wolfenstein when it was funny, he's like, Riley don't know this, but we got Nazis and we've got Legos.
Yeah. I wish to God they would have made, I mean, obviously they can't because Legos and Nazis, you know, probably not, you know, I mean, Lego is like a all ages sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Star Wars at least is, you know, kind of a everybody thing, that kind of stuff, or Marvel, but like Lego Wolf 3D, I mean, it was done super well. I mean, it was, I really, really liked the way that, especially the levels, I loved the way they did them.
Mm-hmm.
You creepy bitch. Where are you? There you are.
Oh, that reminds me. Since we brought it up earlier, I forgot to mention your funny line in Left 4 Dead's anniversary stream. Happy birthday, you crazy son of a bitch! Nah. That's a funny laugh.
Kinda.
And all I could do, I lost it. And he looks back at me after the stream, he's like, what's so funny? Because I'm sitting back there giggling at him, and he's like, what? What did I say? I'm like, okay, Max. Who's Max? One of my stepdad's friends. He always goes, happy birthday, you crazy son of a bitch. That's what he always says to my dad. And when he said that, I fucking lost it. And then he called the spitter a spitter bitch, which is what mine used to be. I used to say that all the time. He's like, I didn't know you used to say that. I'm like, oh yeah, I used to call her that all the time. And it's funny because we'll use each other's lines and it's hilarious. And it was funny because somebody's like, the first time I streamed Sequence Storm, I was like, or, you know, when it wasn't the first time we did Sequence or the Veil, but it was like the second Sequence Storm stream I did, I come on and go, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Illegally Sighted Mixer stream. And somebody sends me a message and goes, why did you do it that way? And I'm like, because that's what stream it is. It's not my stream, it's his. I just guest star, basically. I was just a guest host. You know, because they were all like, well, why did you say Illegally Sighted Mixer stream? I'm like, because it is the Illegally Sighted Mixer stream.
Yeah.
It's not the Riley Doom Crazy channel. I mean, it's not Accessibility for Gamers channel. You know, I have a Mixer account, which I use when I go on to chat moderate. But, you know, I didn't, I don't stream on mine. I stream on his. Oh, we can't forget the two Half-Life, Black Mesa, and then, of course, Half-Life 2. We streamed both of them, too. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. You know, getting, because we did the one because of Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah, which I still haven't purchased yet. I'm toying with the idea, but I'm kind of, now that I've waited, I've kind of gotten through the initial, God, I want to play that. I kind of want to wait until I inevitably get a better graphics card that will actually guaranteed run the thing halfway decently.
Mm-hmm.
Because VR is kind of a beast. It can be tough.
Oh, yeah. It definitely... Yeah.
I have some accessibility potential concerns, but I don't know... Yeah, it's just something I'm going to have to find. I mean, I will find out eventually, but...
Yep, and then, of course, me and my crazy reaction to Doom Eternal when we started the stream.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that one for a while.
Yeah, I was like... And it was funny, the cool part about it, though, was it came out on the day that my one-year anniversary of being an advocate. That was why that one was a highlight.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's freaking cool. I'm like, really, Bethesda? Really, id? I mean, that was kind of cool because it was, you know, there. And then we did, of course, the Doom 64 port.
Yeah.
I mean, that one was fun. You know, that one was good. But the only sad part was that was also the day we found out Joe Diffie died. But all in all, it was a damn good stream. That was the day we found out he passed away. But that was a good stream, though. That was fun. That game was cool. You know, and it's weird because it totally... All I'll say is it totally sounds different. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not giving any details. But all I will tell you is it sounds complete. You would not believe it's Doom.
Right.
That's all I'll say. But we've had some fun. We had lots and lots of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the time of recording this, we've got a few more in the works, so.
Oh, yeah. There's still more to come.
Yep. So if something big happens and we want to put it on the end, we'll just put that on the end of this in another segment. If we feel that we have a highlight or whatever, we'll just record a little snippet and just pin it to the end of this. Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in and enjoying the craziness and the apocalyptic background music.
Oh yeah, the world as it is.
Yep, it's the apocalypse.
Got to start the new decade out with a bang, apparently.
Yeah, guess so. So hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will chat with you guys soon.
All right, later.
Bye.